Americans lose tens of billions of dollars each year to investment fraud. What type of person is most successfully targeted? The newly released Investment Fraud Vulnerability Study identifies stark differences between known victims and the general investor population. Doug Shadell is the lead researcher at AARP's FraudWatch Network.
More victims reported valuing wealth accumulation as a measure of success, being open to sales pitches, being willing to take risks, preferring unregulated investments, or describing themselves as ideologically conservative. In terms of behaviors, more victims reported being targeted by phone calls or emails from brokers, making at least five investment decisions each year, or making remote investments that involve responding to a phone, email, or TV pitch. And more victims reported being older, male, married, or a veteran.
The study also lists some tips for avoiding fraud.
We urge investors to only deal with registered advisors and investments, to put themselves on the official do not call list, to get a separate call blocking system, and to limit the amount of personal information that they give to salespersons. Also, investors should avoid making a decision based solely on an ad, a call, or an email, and should avoid making a decision when they're under stress.
To learn more, visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.